News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Several families of Creaslock victims met with Minister Helen McEntee yesterday to make their case for a public inquiry into the tragedy.
We had a very successful meeting with the ministers today, and nothing has been ruled out in relation to any further investigation. I would really love to know how to put into words the loss that we've all felt. There is no words and there is no way for us to define the loss of our loved ones. We're repeatedly asked that question and we will repeatedly give the same answer, that it is, there's no way to quantify it. How would anybody feel having lost a child, lost a partner, lost a sister, lost a loved one? There is no way and there is no words that can explain that for any of the families or for the surrounding village. I think often it's talked about the families that lost people, but we have to remember too those who live in Creasley still and the victims who didn't lose their lives but were severely injured. Those people cannot be forgotten either.
That was Shauna Gallagher there, who lost her sister Jessica in the explosion, speaking to News Talk's chief reporter Barry White. And solicitor Dara Mackin, representing many of the Creaslock victims' families, joins us now. Good morning to you, Dara. The meeting with the minister yesterday, has anything come from it, or how do the families feel now?
I think it was ultimately it was a constructive meeting. However, like any of these things, the devil is in the detail. The minister heard at length the emotional pleas from the various families and survivors. But now, ultimately, the ball is in the minister's court. We now wait to see whether the minister will make the decision to hold the inquiry that the families have so desperately asked for. The minister was clear yesterday that nothing was being ruled out and that she would do best by the families. So we now wait to see whether those words will be put into action and the inquiry will be commissioned.
Okay. So she hasn't ruled out an inquiry, although she hasn't confirmed one will take place. A lot of people are saying, while there's an ongoing investigation into the explosion, Dara, that an inquiry cannot take place because they wouldn't be able to run in parallel. What do you say to that?
It's just simply wrong. And indeed, the minister accepted that yesterday, that inquiries and criminal investigations can run in parallel. We've seen many, many examples of that. Grenfell, the Bill Keneally investigation, etc. They simply can run in parallel. The minister has accepted they can run in parallel. This is a classic example where they need to run in parallel.
Okay. Maybe lastly, the families, Dara, how are they coping? How are they getting on? It's for such a small little village, such a huge tragedy to occur with so many people losing their lives and so many people injured. The fallout and the trauma of that is very extreme.
There's two things. These families have in many ways suffered in silence for 2 years. Now they have come together with one voice speaking for one request, and that request is predicated upon one really simple reason. There is a lot of rumour and suspicion in the area, unfounded in many occasions. The reason they want a public investigation is so that those rumours and suspicions can be assuaged and that the truth can be known, because the reality is, the longer this takes, the longer delay and the greater prejudice that there is to any investigation. And as we know, the famous line, you know, justice delayed is ultimately justice denied. So the families want the investigation so that they can get on with getting justice.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is solicitor Dara Mackin there, who represents many of the Creaslock victims' families.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.